and Santa so nice. And we could live so happily if no one knows that you're with me. I'm just kidding. But really, really.
Carpenter on the Kyle and Jackie O Show live from Beverly Hills.
Hey, Jackie.
Yes, Brooklyn.
We're over here in the USA and it's election time. Trump versus Kamala Harris. It's coming up soon. I mean, I thought I would see more stuff on the streets or something.
I feel like no one's even talking about it that much.
Like we went, when we were in New York, we went to see Trump Tower. We didn't even actually go for that. We were just walking past it. Because it's in the main sort of like fancy area, isn't
it? Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, let's go inside. And we got a photo out the front.
Yeah.
Oh, that's this photo.
Oh, man. Oh, I thought, Brooklyn says to me, oh, we'll just get a photo for Kyle. Right, so yeah, fine. We get a photo out the front of the Trump Tower. Then that night, Brooklyn posts it. He posts it, and then it becomes a whole thing in the media.
I mean, we obviously weren't trying to, I don't know, support. I don't even. Either way,
I don't know. If you are, who cares? Trump's Trump.
Yeah, I don't know. And I think the caption I put was like fair and balanced, where it's like, you know, you might think I would vote Kamala, but here I am at Trump Tower, like being a good journalist.
Yeah, right.
That's the way I saw it.
Oh, is that how you saw it?
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Anyway.
No one else did.
No, a lot of controversy. And then after New York, we went to Vegas. And while I was there, I thought, I want to like go around and just ask some of the people what they thought. And I guess in Vegas, it's the type of crowd who are maybe more Trump supporters.
I would say they would be more Trump supporters, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Like you're going to Sin City.
Why is that? Oh, because...
Oh, the gambling, because, the strippers. Right.
Yeah.
All of that. So I went around and just asked whoever I came across on the street, and here's what some of them had to say.
Okay. Hey, guys. Hey, are you Americans?
Yeah.
I'm from Australia. I'm a journalist. Are you guys Trump or Kamala?
Trump?
Yeah.
2024.
Why?
I'm being messing with Trump. I f*** with his rules and shit.
Yeah, you like he just doesn't follow rules, does what he wants.
Yeah,
f*** Trump or Kamala?
Donald Trump,
right.
Yeah.
It's a hard choice.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's not a good choice.
What do you... No, either way you don't like, really?
No, I don't like either way, really, but I think Trump's got it.
Trump's got it, yeah?
He doesn't have my vote, but he's got it.
Yeah, everyone is saying Trump, yeah?
Yeah.
All right, thank
Sadly.
You. Trump or Kamala?
Oh, Trump.
Trump?
For sure. Yeah.
Donald Trump or Kamala Harris?
We'll vote for Trump.
Trump? Vote Trump? Okay, cool. See ya. Trump or Kamala?
Trump.
Another Trump. So many Trump.
Yeah, there really was. Like, I had to struggle to find anyone who in Vegas was voting for Kamala Harris.
Wow.
Yeah, but I did come across a couple of... a couple of ladies, and they were actually very Kamala.
Oh, okay. You found them.
I did find
them. Can I ask you, Donald Trump or Kamala Harris?
Who are you saying?
I don't know. Everyone's saying Trump.
No, they're not.
Oh, if you are. Okay.
Trump.
Why? Tell me why, though.
Because I respect myself as a black woman.
Because I'm black and she's black. That's what I really want to hear.
I respect myself as a black woman.
Because I'm black and she's black, and I don't want to go to war. We can keep going on.
I like to keep my reproductive rights. I'd like to decide if I'm going to have a baby or not. I'd like to decide if I'm going to have an abortion or not. Not that old bitch, Donald Trump.
Oh my God, wow. Jesus!
I thought the Trump supporters are the aggressive ones.
Yeah,
I know. But the only time I ever really see it, aside from asking people, is when I watch YouTube over here. You keep getting ads, and it's either for Kamala or Trump. That's the only time I'm really.
I gotta say, I have not heard it being talked about that much amongst people. But everyone I speak to says they don't bring it up because it then just becomes a whole thing. Like, it's so divisive, your opinion on it. Yeah. You know, you're very much split. Like, in Australia with our election, I don't know, sometimes it's hard to pick who's for who because it's much of a muchness a lot of the time.
And I think in Australia, it's more the issues that people will talk about. Whereas here, it's just who do you like best.
Yeah, that's right.
Doesn't it in America, like, divides families sometimes where if somebody's voting for a different party, like, they will be really off their family members. Like, that just does not happen in Australia.
No, it doesn't.
No. But did you sort of feel pressure from your parents on what to vote?
Yeah. I feel like we follow our parents, don't we? With who we end up, like, a lot of the time until we start to go, hang on a second, do I actually agree with their politics or not?
Yeah, my mum used to go on about Pauline Hanson.
As in love her?
Liked her, yeah.
Oh, she did. Wait, your mum's from New South Wales, right? Or Victoria?
She kind of grew up on the border between Victoria and New South Wales.
Right,
she's from
okay.
the country.
Yeah, yeah.
But I can see why people do like Pauline Hanson, you know, just a woman out there saying what she wants, you know, like a strong woman.
Yeah, I love Pauline Hanson. I'm an immigrant and I like Pauline Hanson.
Why do you like her?
Oh, I just agree with a few things she says, you know.
Which ones?
Oh, I won't go there now. But hey, during the holiday break, the actual debate between Trump and Kamala happened. And we didn't actually get to speak about this on the show, but there was a moment where Trump had this, you know, said this thing about something happening in Springfield, Ohio, where dogs and cats were being eaten by Haitian migrants.
Yeah. What was that about?
Well, why don't we play it? I know everyone's heard it, but give it a go.
They're eating the dogs, the people that came in. They're eating the cats. They're eating the pets of the people that live there. And this is what's happening in our country.
Yeah, so basically he used that in his debate because he saw a story that happened. Like, they said this in the news, that this was a report that they said on the news that the Haitian migrants were eating dogs and cats that were sort of chucked into this town in Springfield.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Has it been fact-checking on it? Like, since, surely?
There was fact-checking live on the debate, and then there's other videos that came out. But who, like, I actually don't know if it's real, if it's not. They saying it's not, but other people, it's honestly a mess, bro. Like, with Twitter or X and everything, all these things online, you don't even know what's true anymore,
you
if I'm
don't
honest.
These days. That's the problem, right?
Mm. Yeah.
You don't
know what it is. And then it got mixed into, like, this song, which is probably going to go number one in the charts. But I reckon this is going to tip Trump over the edge. This cats and dogs thing and all the remixes that are happening, they're going to make him win. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
It's so good.
They're eating the dogs. Whoa, 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 whoa. They're eating the cats.
Meow, 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 meow.
Of the people that live there. They're eating the dogs.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
They're eating the cats.
Meow, 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 meow.
They're eating the pets of the people that live there.
It's catchy.
It's so catchy.
Yeah, well, speaking of eating dogs and eating cats, Bruno, did you want to...
Well, I don't know if you remember,
my boy.
What up? I don't know if you guys remember, but a few months ago, I sort of all of a sudden was getting these missed calls from the Australian Border Force and stuff like that, and FedEx, because there was like meat products that had been that they'd picked up on at the border. That was
you ordered it. That's why.
It turns out I ordered it, but it was like on a Saturday night, so I wasn't like,
you can't remember.
I can't remember it, and it was like a couple of kilos of dog meat because I thought that we had spoken about it. Like
we did talk about it. I can't remember in what context we were talking about dog meat.
Well, in my mind, it was like, oh yeah, Bruno, go and source it.
No, definitely wasn't. Just FYI.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm absolutely sure.
I don't know. I'm still on the fence about
that.
It. But
I remember that. I remember actually saying, no, I don't want to do any finer about eating dog. I'm not into it. Huh. I don't even want to talk about it.
I feel my memory's better than yours. So I don't know. I don't want to gaslight you, but I don't know. I think you might be wrong on this. But, yeah, you know, like I think it'd be so fascinating if to hear from people that have eaten dog.
Especially because Bruno never got the chance to you know, have the taste of it. So I feel like he really wants to know what it tastes.
Well, okay, I'm open to the, just to shut you up about it so that it can finally happen.
Yeah, yeah, it'd be great to hear about, you know, the circumstances.
Bruno believes this phoner will be gold. I don't know. I'm unsure.
Oh, I've already submitted it for a radio award, so please don't let me down.
So what is the question?
So the
question, you've eaten a dog.
If you've, it's got to be accidental, surely. You don't want it. You don't want people who go, yeah, I went to bloody so-and-so and ordered dog. Can you actually order dog on the menu from
Great phoner. There's so many questions
so
to
many
ask.
Questions.
So many questions to ask.
It is legal to eat a dog in certain countries around the world. Right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's not like we're, you know.
Good input.
Yeah. Like, it's not a foreign. It's not
watch
something
out,
that's
Kyle.
Never been done before. It's been done
Pedro's
before.
Coming for you, Kyle. Watch out.
Is it? Do you think there's actually a law against it in Australia?
Yeah. I think there is. There actually is.
What would you be charged with? Animal cruelty, maybe.
Yeah, possibly.
If you killed it yourself. Yeah.
No,
how do you get if
you
you're
just can't
an,
eat it.
You just if you're an animal, it. How do you get on the list of not allowed to eat? You know, sheep, cows, they're on the wrong list.
Why are we eating rabbits? Rabbits are cute and fluffy.
Rabbits are adorable. It's because there's too many of them, right?
Yeah, they just breed too much. They're pests, so you're allowed to eat them.
Yeah, so anything. But then a dog, yes, but you're right. It's a pet.
Anything that you can put a collar on, you can't eat.
Oh. Well, no, so that's not true, Bruno, because you can put collars on goats and they do often have collars.
I didn't think that through.
Yeah.
Sorry. LA's getting the best of me.
Can confirm cats, dogs and horses are all off the menu from the Australian government.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, your new husband has eaten one of those banned things.
Yeah, in Japan.
In Japan.
I'd whale in Japan.
Did you now?
Yes.
And what did that taste like? Fish? Does it taste like fish?
It tasted like fatty fish, yes. But I ate it accidentally. I didn't ask for it.
Oh, you didn't?
My colleague thought it'd be funny.
Oh, no.
Sounds expensive.
It does, doesn't it? Was it whale soup?
No. It was like sashimi.
Oh, disgusting. Raw.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And I loved myself a whale.
I had a crocodile in North Queensland.
Oh, yeah.
Was that
a crocodile
right.
burger?
Yeah. Crocodile's all right, actually. Mm.
This phone is going to be so good. Everyone's got a story. I can't wait. And, like, especially in Melbourne where, you know, they're a bit new. Oh, you know, do I like this show or not? They're going to be like, this is the show for me.
All right, we'll call up.
All right, if you have and you want to contribute, 13 1065.
The Kyle and Jackie O Show.
Stars don't get much bigger than Katy Perry.
Give me something good to celebrate.
Katy's taking over the Kyle and Jackie O Show live from Beverly Hills.
I've had some of my most fun and probably traumatizing times on your show. Love you.
Don't miss her tomorrow at 8.
Hey guys, it's Gordy. Two more days till the long weekend, the opening of the Royal Melbourne Show. And we get you into what is going to be a huge weekend with the most music in Melbourne. Plus, all day while you work, we are your home of the must-have music tickets. Lock it, kiss, because we are sending you to see Coldplay live. We've reserved an entire row for you and all your friends. Only on Melbourne's number one hit music station, Kiss 101.1.
Hurry! The Chemist Warehouse half-price cosmetics sale is almost over. Shop now and get free delivery when you spend $50 or more. T's and C's apply. Sale ends September 29.
Victoria, the SEC is back. I'm here with Wind for comment. Go ahead, Wind. So you're saying the SEC is investing in renewable energy like wind, solar and storage and supporting us to go electric at home. Oh, so they'll help reduce energy bills, drive down emissions and create jobs. Thanks, Wind. Keep up the great work. SEC, powering Victoria for Victorians. secvictoria.com.au. Authorised by the Victorian Government, Melbourne.
Now you can reserve an Uber ride in advance, which is great if you're going to book club tonight. You can reserve an Uber ride for an hour and 15 minutes after you arrive, because that's when Bianca will sense you haven't read this month's gritty crime thriller. Going after you like a small town cop with an axe to grind, laying traps, poking holes in your story, and forcing you to confess that you only watched the movie. Reserve that Uber ride and get out before she reads you your rights. Reserve now, ride later with Uber.
Do you DFO? Because the big brand sale is the best time to go. The big brand sale starts this Friday with all the brands you crave at up to 70% off. Don't let the outlet thing throw you. It's the legitimate stuff. Get to the big brand sale getting fast. Deals like these aren't built to last. Paying full price, never. Shopping around, clever. Those in the know, DFO. Visit DFO Essendon, South Wharf, Moorabbin, Uni Hill or dfo.com.au for more.
Stay on top of your game with fast, non-drowsy 24-hour allergy action. Get Telfast 180mg 100 value pack for a great price every day at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
The Good Life Health Club sale is on now and it just got better. Join today with $0 joining fee, 4 weeks free and 20% off your first 10 weeks. But time's running out. Don't wait. See goodlife.com.au for all the details. T's and C's apply.
Let's do this, Melbourne. The 2024 Australia Cup final is finally here. You've just got to be there when Melbourne Victory go head-to-head with MacArthur FC at Amy Park. Expect loads of action and plenty of out-of-this-world moments. So let's pack out the stadium and see if Melbourne Victory can win their third cup. Melbourne Victory takes on MacArthur FC at Amy Park this Sunday with kickoff at 7:10pm. Search Australia Cup for tickets.
With Ampol, you can go from A to anywhere, fill up on Amplify premium fuels and go from A to that hectic four-wheel drive track that you want to conquer. With Amp Charge, go from A to that off-grid tiny home you booked for the weekend and grab a fresh coffee from Ampol Foodery to get you from A to that first wave of the day. So wherever your anywhere is, Ampol is here to help you get there. Go from A to anywhere with Ampol. It's Australia's own. Check them out.
That's a window getting pummeled by every element Mother Nature can throw at it. But thanks to Selly 650 FC adhesive sealant around the frame, they don't stand a chance. Made for the toughest jobs. If it's Selly's, it works.
Sign up to Caltex Rewards and spend $25 on fuel to earn 500 points. Use your points to get $10 off your next fill. Download Caltex Go today. Limited time only. Terms and conditions apply. Visit caltex.com/au for details.
With so many holiday homes on booking.com, there are so many Tina Fey's I could be. Surfing Tina at a beach villa. Is that a shark? Or channel surfing Tina in an apartment. Ooh, a shark show. Book whoever you want to be. Booking.com, booking. Yeah.
Get mind-blowing prices with Macca's new loose change menu. 50 cent soft serve, $2 hamburgers and frozen drinks from $1.
Available 10:30 a.m. to midnight for a limited time at participating Vic restaurants. Excludes McDelivery.
Vittoria Coffee, now available in Instant. Made from 100% Arabica beans. Vittoria Coffee, an instant classic.
Kiss Melbourne Traffic.
AO25, the hottest ticket in town. Get access to the first ever public pre-sale. Join AO Extras today. The Australian Open hits different.
G'day there, got some lights out in Nutterwadding at Springvale Road and Springfield Road. Text attending a crash into the Dingley Bypass outbound at Boundary Road, blocking the right-hand lane. Word of an accident for Burwood on the Burwood Highway inbound before Elgar Road. Brake lights are the usual hotspots on the Prince's inbound from Forsyth Road onto the Westgate, just below over the bridge into the Burnley. The Monash also struggling inbound from Eastlink to Royal Grove, then again in towards the Domain. The Mornington Peninsula Freeway, not much better from Eastlink past Thompson Road. Don't miss the opportunity to secure savings across the Mercedes-Benz SUV range. Act now and visit your local Mercedes-Benz retailer today. T's and C's apply. The KissCast, cloudy with rain easing throughout the day, top of 15. Right now, it's 14 degrees. It's Andy, Kiss Traffic and Weather together, first with Kyle and Jackie on the morning on Melbourne's Kiss 101.1.
Power through mess with Morning Fresh, Australia's number one dishwashing liquid brand. With superior grease-cutting power, Morning Fresh is the only one to trust.
Kiss 101.1.
New lead in the search for Samantha Murphy. Morning, I'm Brooklyn Ross.
Your news now.
Yeah, a fresh search has been launched for the missing mum, focused again on bushland near Ballarat. Detectives were out yesterday, helped by police from Interstate and the AFP. The search will continue today, Samantha's family have been informed. A range of tickets to the grand final have had their barcodes cancelled after the portal to buy them was hacked. It's some corporate tickets that are affected. The AFL is now working with police to try and catch the scalpers. Aussies in Lebanon are being warned Australia won't be able to help them all escape if an all-out war breaks out between Hezbollah and Israel. A 15-year-old boy has been arrested over the stabbing death of another teen at the Woodgrove shops in Melton West yesterday. And the last full-size Kmart store in America is shutting its doors. It has different owners to the successful chain here in Australia. There will still be one Kmart open in the US, but it is just a small convenience store. Your sport check is coming up in a sec.
The Pool Room celebrates the sporting winners, losers and all the really weird stuff in between. Search for The Pool Room with Tony Armstrong on the iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sydney coach John Longmire says a call will come today on co-skipper Callum Mills. He missed the prelim against Port with a hammy complaint and will have to clear fitness tests to play the granny. And Channel 7 commentator Luke Darcy is reportedly walking away from all media. It comes after his infamous clash with Kane Corns in April, who's just been poached to join 7. The Kiss cast is next.
Luke Combs is coming back to Melbourne, playing Marvel Stadium February 7 and 8. Bootleggers and Frontier members get your tickets early. All other tickets on sale today at 2 p.m. See frontiertouring.com.
Rain and 15 degrees today. Tomorrow, cloudy and 14, then sunny and 17 on Friday. Right now, in Werribee, it's 13. In Frankston, it's 14. And thanks to Chemist Warehouse, this is the Kyle and Jackie O Show on Melbourne's Kiss 101.1.
They're eating the dogs. They're eating the cats. Eat the cat. Eat the cat.
Yeah, it's the Kyle and Jackie O Show live from Beverly Hills. Cooper Johns, Brooklyn, Pedro helping out while Kyle is sick.
Yes, and we are going to discuss eating dog meat. Jackie's just putting her headphones in. We just got a salad delivered, and it's like one of those shaker salads.
Oh, yeah.
But Jackie shook it all up, and it wasn't a shaker salad in the end. It didn't work.
No, it just stuck to the lid, the dressing, nothing. I see them on the Kardashians do it. They make it look so good. They shake their salad, and then suddenly all the dressing is evenly dispersed through all the leaves. But that did not happen for me anyway.
Well, we're not talking about eating vegetables.
No, we're not.
We're talking about eating dogs.
Yeah. So. I know. Okay, who's called through Nipper? Nipper, have you eaten dog?
Nipper sounds like a dog's name.
Hey, Jackie. Yeah. Hey, Brooklyn.
Hey.
Hey. How's it going?
We're good, huh?
Yeah, so, yeah. So back at home in Laos, so that was our protein. So the dog run past. I think Dad knocked it on the head. It was a little chihuahua.
You did not!
You no, we did! No, I don't know what dog it was. It's small enough. It looked like a chihuahua, so I'll say a chihuahua.
Yeah.
So yeah, he's gutted it, cleaned it and that, and yeah, and then just threw it on the cold barbecue. Us kids sat around, waited around. I wanted the feet because that's the crunchy bit, you know?
How did it taste, Nipper?
Oh. It tastes like a bit of beef, cross between beef and pork.
Oh,
yeah,
right. Is that right?
Yeah, you dip it in a bit of chili sauce. Yeah, just tastes normal.
Wow. And is it tender? Is it tough?
Oh, it's tender. It depends how you cook it. Yeah, the cooker would be tough.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you know, chihuahuas, they're not that they're not that active though. They're not the meat won't be that tough.
Why would you pick a chihuahua? Like that's the smallest of all of them. Is that?
Maybe it was easy. Yeah. Easy to catch for Dad, yeah. Throw a rock at it and knock it out, kill it.
Didn't you feel bad, though? It's a dog.
Oh, what do you know back then? Nah.
You didn't know any different.
It's like Pedro eating a bloody, what do they call those, guinea pigs? Seen the size of them? They look like a dog.
Are you eating Pedro?
Is that a Latino joke or something?
Yeah.
I'm not.
Well, they call it guinea pig, but it looks like a dog to me.
No, I don't eat guinea pigs.
You were saying about rabbits, right?
Oh, rabbits.
Why do we eat rabbits? But you don't personally
When we go to Asian barbecues, you know how you hire a spit and you go to the uncle's house and say, it looks on the spit, they hire a lamb, it looks like a bloody greyhound on it.
Yeah, yeah.
It looks like a greyhound. You reckon, I don't know, you've got to be wary about those butchers.
Greyhound would be the worst dog to eat, though. It's just bone.
Yeah, I know. But you know the spit you buy from the
yeah
butchers? It looks like a greyhound anyway, so I think, maybe they're selling it to them.
Anyway.
It's spat everywhere.
All right, well, that's stoned right now.
Daryl's gone through.
Hi, Daryl.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. Now, did you eat dog? Was it by accident? Were you in a different country? What happened?
I was in South Korea. I unknowingly ate dog. I was told after I ate it.
Oh, no. That would have been horrifying.
What did they tell you it was? Like beef?
No, it was a special restaurant we were going to, and it was like in a big hot pot, sliced up nice and thinly, right, and put in the big hot pot, and then sort of we ate it out of the hot pot.
I actually feel like I would vomit if I was told after the fact that I had dog. Like I'd eaten it.
Yeah, I was very interested because they actually farm them like we farm, cattle and sheep, in feedlots. They actually raise them to eat them. It wasn't just some random dog off the street.
Yeah, Daryl, were you enjoying the meal?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, I wasn't told until we're on the way home on the way home from the restaurant that I'll be very virile tonight because that was dog and dog makes you virile.
What's virile? Sick.
Like
horny.
No. Yeah. Sexual, right? So can I ask, if they're breeding dog to eat in restaurants, what kind of dog is the optimum dog to eat that they're breeding, I wonder?
Look, I don't know. I was very interested and said, where do they breed them? And they took me past the dog farm. We couldn't go in and have a look, but it had all cages and that, where they actually breed them in the cages.
I would not want to see that.
So terrible. That's disgusting. That sort of stuff.
Yeah, you'd want it to be free range.
Thank you, Bruno. Yeah, thanks.
If you look at it, though, it's the same way as we feed cattle and sheep. It's probably no different to the way they do it over there. It's their culture.
I never got it with dogs. I always had cats when I was little, our family, and dogs, whatever, was nothing special to me. But since I've got a dog, I finally understand the man's best friend thing.
Absolutely.
Like, there's something between humans and dogs, right?
There absolutely is. That was why I went vegetarian when I got my first dog out of home. And I just thought, why would I ever eat an animal like you when I love you so much?
Yeah, but I'm saying the other animals, who cares? It's the dogs that are special.
Yeah, but I feel like it was the bond I had with the dog that made me see other animals differently.
Yeah, okay.
Even just all animals in general, they're just so,
I just Googled what the best dog meat to eat is. And it says Basset Hounds, which I don't know what they look like, but because they've got high fat content.
They're floppy ears, They're big. They're like fat, aren't they?
And the meat has marbling, almost like Wagyu beef. Which is really good quality. But they also say that mixed breeds or mutts are the best, also great tasting because they offer something to tickle your palate.
Who's written this on this website?
I don't know, bro. I'm just reading it on the website.
I think that was Bruno.
Yeah. Hey, Steve, what do you want to say?
G'day, guys. Good luck to your show, firstly. I've been to Thailand multiple times, about 20 times over the last 20 years, and my lady over there was, we're walking down the street to the market, and the dogs kept growling at certain people, and she said, they're dog eaters. I said, how do you know? She says, it leaves a scent in your body if you're a regular dog eater. It leaves a scent in your body, and the dogs just start barking constantly as you're walking past.
Oh, my God. I would believe that in a weird way.
Yeah.
Would you?
Because you smell that, right?
Yeah, they must feel so hard done by. How could the human eat us?
I'm just confused in general.
Anything that moves, they eat.
Yeah, okay. All right, thank you, Steve. Mary, what do you want to say, hun?
Well, Bruno, I just want to just say this is just disgusting. How could you even bring up and talk about eating a dog? You might as well eat humans. I mean,
it feels
how
a bit
ridiculous.
Like that, doesn't it?
Yeah. 13-1065. Taking your calls next.
I want to cry. Bruno is disgusting. And that person that wants to eat a chihuahua, I mean.
Well, he grew up that way, didn't know any different, did he? That's what his dad did. Just a different country and culture. No. I don't know. Yeah,
it's like
Mary.
Eating, those endangered species.
Yeah, you wouldn't eat them. COVID started. Jackie, you're looking at me so blank.
Do you guys notice the people that called in to say they ate dog, great callers. Great callers, like fantastic. Just leave it there.
Love you, Mary. All right, guys, we're going to do a round of O News and we'll take your calls on 131065.
The Kyle and Jackie O Show. Melbourne traffic.
This moment was brought to you by Endota. Take a moment to nourish and nurture your mind and body by booking in your time for well-being with Endota today.
G'day there, got some lights out due to a power outage in Forest Hill and none of Wadding, including the intersection of Springvale Road and Springfield Road. Techs are in attendance. Got a crash in for the Dingley Bypass outbound at Banbury Road, blocking the right-hand lane. Word of an accident at the Burwood on the Burwood Highway inbound before Elgar Road. Still seeing some brake lights on the Monash inbound from Eastlink to Wagga Road, then patching towards the Domain. A similar story to on the West Gate from the Princes Freeway over the bridge into the Burnley. Slowing as well on the Calder inbound approaching Green Gully Road. Experience automotive excellence with Genesis Melbourne. Take advantage of their latest finance offer with up to 5 years, 100,000 kilometres complimentary servicing. T's and C's apply. The KISS car's cloudy with rain easing at top of 15, right now 14 degrees. It's Andy. KISS traffic and weather together first with Kyle and Jackie O in the morning on Melbourne's KISS 101.1.
Hi, this is Christian, the band Coldplay.
Everyone in Melbourne is chasing Coldplay tickets.
I'm calling for Coldplay tickets.
Coldplay.
For Coldplay tickets. I can't believe you guys are giving away rows of tickets. That's amazing.
We have reserved an entire row for you and all your friends.
And we mean all of them.
Did I win?
Can everybody hear us okay?
Oh my God! I'm so excited. I'm over the moon.
Keep it KISS all day between 10 and 3 to win.
Think to see you.
Thank you so much, everybody. You sound incredible.
From your home of Coldplay, Melbourne's number one hit music station, KISS 101.1.
The Chase Mega Money Spinner. Come in for the spin. The Chase, 5 p.m. on 7 and 7 Plus.
Macca's footy finals deals are here. Score a new deal every day this final season, like a $1 cheeseburger or a $4 McChicken, only on the My Macca's app. Be quick, these deals won't go into extra time.
T's and C's apply. See an app for today's deal.
Yes, Uber Eats does deliver spaghetti. No, Uber Eats does not deliver a Yeti, obviously. Uber Eats get almost anything.
Hey, Dad, can I borrow
you? Achoo!
Dad, can I borrow
Achoo!
Dad.
Achoo!
Dad.
Achoo!
Hay fever got you snotty, itchy and sneezy? Chemist Iron has hay fever and allergy relief for that.
Hey, Dad, can I borrow you?
Achoo!
Dad.
Achoo!
If it's effective relief you need, chances are there's a Chemist Iron for that. Always read the label and follow the directions for use.
Did somebody say late night fruity call? Many log out here delivering groceries when and where the mood strikes. So now you can check out without the trek out.
Did somebody say menu log?
Hi, I'm Sai.
And I'm Darcy. We're the college captains of St. Joseph's College in Ferntree Gully.
We're proud to attend a college that gives us the knowledge, skills and support to achieve our goals.
With state-of-the-art learning facilities, vocational options
and our sports academy and incredible sports precinct.
St. Joseph's College enables us to pursue our chosen pathways
and is a school that prepares us for life.
Enrolments for Year 7, 2026 and 27 are now open. Visit stjosephs.com.au to book a tour with our principal.
On, off. On, off. Having access to cash can switch your business on, help you grow and scale. But without a healthy cash flow, your business can get switched off fast. If you want to switch your business on to buy new stock or equipment or simply improve your cash flow, get on deck with an OnDeck business loan. OnDeck provide business loans up to $250,000 with funding possible the same business day. Switch your business on. Visit ondeck.com.au. All loans are subject to lender approval.
Hamilton is now playing at the Sydney Lyric Theatre. And there are great seats available through to October. Don't miss out, Sydney. Book at Ticketmaster.
Bella's filling up at Ampol, dreaming of her perfect camping weekend away. And she'll be there in 2 hours. go from A to anywhere with Amplify Premium Fuels. Engineered for tough Aussie conditions. Ampol, Australia's own.
Tired of tossing and turning? Get comfy with all Tempur mattresses and adjustable bases half price during Bedshed's mid-season clearance. That's half price on all Tempur. End Sunday. Bedshed. No one's better in the bedroom.
So what do you think?
It's shorter than I was expecting. Yeah. KFC's doing six for $6.95 hot and crispy. Shut up and take my money!
Not everywhere and not forever. Pick up only.
Paying too much for your mobile plan? Break free from that pricey telco with the Escape Plan by Amaysim. With 60% off, you'll get our $40 mobile plan for just $15 with 100 gigs of data on your first renewal. Plus, we're now offering great value NBN, because speed doesn't need to be expensive. Switch at amaysim.com.au. Amaysim! Offer until 15 October, then it's $40 for 80 gigs every 28 days. Online only. NBN for eligible customers only. T's and C's apply.
Ever driven with total reassurance? With a Hyundai Genuine Service, now you can. Our factory-trained technicians work in over 170 locations Australia-wide. Visit your local Hyundai dealer today. T's and C's apply.
Hurry! The Chemist Warehouse half-price cosmetic sale is almost over. Shop now and get free delivery when you spend $50 or more. T's and C's apply. Sale ends September 29. Kyle and Jackie O.
You are somewhere in Beverly Hills.
Broadcasting live from Beverly Hills.
Keep it kiss.
Keep it kiss.
My baby bought a Birkin. She's been telling me all night long. Gasoline and groceries. The list goes on and on. It's 9 to 5 ain't working. Why the hell do I work so hard? I can't worry about my problems. I can't take them when I'm gone. Here comes the two to the three to the four. Tell them bring another round, we need plenty more. Two-stepping on the table, she don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. I ain't changing for a check. Tell my mind I ain't forget. Woke up drunk at 10 a.m. We gon' do this again. Tell your girl to bring a friend. Oh Lord. One, here comes the two to the three to the four. Tell them bring another round. We need plenty more. Two stepping on the table. She don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good Lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. Comes the two to the three to the four. When it's last call and they kick us out the door. It's getting kinda late, but the ladies want some more. Oh my, good Lord. Tell them drink some. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Dale's got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street.
Shabuzi, a bar song on Kiss. It's the Kyle and Jackie O show. We are live from Beverly Hills and Jackie's got some O news. Thanks to dailymail.com.au, everything you need to know now.
You may not remember this, guys, because this is a bit before your time maybe, especially yeah. Cooper. But in the 90s, Madonna dated a sort of supermodel, Asian supermodel, androgynous kind of, you know, looking... She was really big at the time, Jenny Shimizu or something. And
no, never heard of her.
It was kind of like when Madonna was at her peak and everyone was just so obsessed with her. Then suddenly she flipped it and had a girlfriend out of nowhere, you know?
Yeah, right.
And so this particular girl, Jenny, she also had a brief relationship, I think, with Angelina Jolie as well. And she's in a new documentary series called In Vogue, the 90s. And she talked about what it was like dating Madonna back then.
I mean, you're not going to say no to Madonna in the 90s. I mean, like, come on. Like, not only was it great feeling like a high-class hooker, because it really it was. It wasn't be like, you know, get a phone call. Hey, can you meet me at my Paris show? You're in Europe, right? So I'd be like, oh, yeah, I'm just finishing Prada. Oh, right after Prada, I'll catch a plane over. You know, and I would. I'd go to her hotel. I would go to the Ritz at 4 o'clock in the morning, have sex, and then fly back to Milan. Like, it was really, my wife is going to kill me.
Wow, what a strange relationship. Because Madonna's didn't stay lesbian or anything, right?
No, no.
How long?
Not long, I don't think. I can barely remember it. I do remember it, but not.
How androgynous are we talking?
Oh, no. Just at the time, it seemed that way.
Oh, okay.
But now it's like she just had short hair and wore a singlet and jeans, yeah, to be right. honest.
Was Madonna like, because I don't remember, obviously, I was a bit young, but like, was she actually like, physically hot, or was it what she did that made her
hot? It was more what she did that made her hot. Yeah, like, right. I don't think anyone sort of was like, oh my gosh, she's so beautiful.
Right.
But men found her, I guess, you know, she was just provocative, and that was the allure because she was just so in your face about it.
Okay.
And confident. So, yeah, it was more a fascination with Madonna. Yeah, yeah. And then, Brooklyn, when we were in Vegas, we missed out on something. You know, after the iHeartRadio Music Festival, we were debating what to do. And, well, we should have gone to this little bar called Dino's, where their tagline says getting Vegas drunk since 1962. It's a dive bar with karaoke.
Yeah. Now, I've been to some gay dive bars in Vegas.
I don't think this one is a gay one, but Chris Martin went there, and he went in this really ill-fitting suit and Coke bottle glasses, you know, like the really nerdy glasses.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And a wig. And so he's in disguise. Well, he got up and did karaoke. And no one in the bar realized it was him until he took his wig off at the end and revealed himself. But I think they would have cottoned on. Anyone who's ever heard a Coldplay song would have cottoned on pretty quickly, I think, because of his voice.
Was he singing Coldplay?
Yeah, I've actually got the audio. Yeah. Have a listen. No.
Yeah, it's obviously him.
You've got all my love.
I can't believe we could have been at that.
We could have been there. We missed it. And Christina Aguilera is celebrating a huge milestone, her 25th anniversary of her debut album. And she was at Spotify Music Studios here in LA this week, performing some of those hits with other people.
Yeah.
So Sabrina Carpenter was one of the people she performed with, and she did the song What a Girl Wants. They did like a duet of it together, which I thought you guys might
like to hear.
So you'll hear Sabrina first. I looked, but I never touched, 'cause in my heart was a picture of us holding hands, making plans. And it's lucky for me you understand what a girl wants, what a girl needs, whatever makes me happy and sets you free. I'm thanking you for knowing exactly what a girl wants, what a girl needs, whatever keeps me in your arms. I'm thanking you for giving it to me.
I love this.
Yeah.
Now, Christina, show us what the girls want. Love you, Sabrina.
There was a time I was glad I was so confused. Ran away just to hide it all from you. Baby, you know me better.
Love it.
That was good.
God, she's like so good, her voice, yeah. Christina. Like Sabrina sounded amazing, but then when Christina came in, it's like shit.
And have you seen Christina Aguilera lately? She looks like she did back then.
Oh, she looks like Jackie. I'm looking at a photo now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
On this photo, it looks like you.
Are we looking at the same photo?
Yeah. She's wearing that sparkly dress.
Yeah, right. Wow.
I tell you what, it must be so tough for Sabrina Carpenter after she sings just watching Christina Aguilera. It must be so bad for your confidence.
Yeah, because like that voice is just so, it's got balls, doesn't it? It's deep. Balls. It's thick.
I don't know about balls, Jackie. Jesus.
I just used the word balls, thick and deep to describe a voice
of a woman.
It's been a long, dry trip on this.
It's been a very dry trip, clearly. Oh, my God. Okay, Katy Perry has announced her Aussie tour. The Lifetimes Tour presented by Snapple will hit Australia June 2025. You can get tickets next Friday, October 4th at Ticketek.com.au. But we have the world's first double pass to give away right now. So if you want to see Katy Perry live, you can call us on 131065.
Kyle and Jackie O.
You are somewhere in Beverly Hills.
Broadcasting live from Beverly Hills.
Shaboozy's A Bar Song is one of the biggest songs of the year. Jackie O snuck backstage at the iHeartRadio Music Festival to give him a little present.
Your song, A Bar Song, Tipsy, has just been massive. Yeah, it's been number one for weeks. Ooh. And you have gone double platinum. So we wanted to present you with this plaque.
In Australia?
In Australia, yeah.
Check out the full moment on iHeart right now.
Daily Mail Australia. Everything you need to know now.
Hey guys, it's Gordy. Two more days till the long weekend, the opening of the Royal Melbourne Show. And we're getting you into what is going to be a huge weekend with the most music in Melbourne. Plus, all day while you work, we are your home of the must-have music tickets. Lock it, Kiss, because we are sending you to see Coldplay live. We've reserved an entire row for you and all your friends. Only on Melbourne's number one hit music station, Kiss 101.1.
Hurry, the Chemist Warehouse half-price cosmetic sale is almost over. Shop now and get free delivery when you spend $50 or more. T's and C's apply. Sale ends September 29.
We're high above the freeway and it's bumper to bumper. Some big delays are expected. So
no one likes to be slowed down, especially in business. At OnDeck, we make it easy to get the funds your business needs. OnDeck Group has helped over 100,000 small businesses get ahead and lend over $13 billion to businesses globally. Approval in as quickly as 2 hours and the funds in your account as fast as the same business day. Speed up your business with OnDeck, the small business loan specialist. Visit ondeck.com.au. All loans are subject to lender approval.
Fresh Tassie salmon fillets are full of omega-3 protein and much easier to grab than live salmon. Plus, they're now only $15.99 for a 4-pack at Aldi. Every time. Aldi, good different.
Paying too much for your mobile plan? Break free from that pricey telco with the Escape Plan by Amaysim. With 60% off, you'll get our $40 mobile plan for just $15 with 100 gigs of data on your first renewal. Plus, we're now offering great value NBN, because speed doesn't need to be expensive. Switch at amaysim.com.au.
Amaysim!
Offer until 15 October, then it's $40 for 80 gigs every 28 days. Online only, NBN for eligible customers only. T's and C's apply.
You're only a what if away from
Mates Rights!
As our mate, you get access to discounts like 10% or more off select hotels around Oz and beyond. Find out more on the What If app. What if? It's Aussie for travel.
At OPSM, we are dedicated to delivering you everyday excellence. Until October 16, get $100 off prescription glasses or prescription sunglasses. Minimum spend $350. TNCs apply. See website for details. Book an eye test today at OPSM.
I don't think dying's the worst thing that can happen to you here.
The phenomenon From returns for a brand new season only on Stan.
You have no idea what we're dealing with.
From the producers of Lost, legendary horror author Stephen King calls it scary as hell.
Nothing that I've been through is possible.
A group of strangers are hunted by unknown terrors in a town they can't escape.
The only way we go home is together.
Hello? The brand new season of From, now streaming only on Stan.
The mailbox. A statue of suburbia that sees all.
including tradies trying to use mailboxes to grow their business. One day they're posting fridge magnets, pamphlets the next, even SEO, whatever that means, the mailbox doesn't care to know.
Start with high pages,
they yell.
You get more jobs.
If not for the junk mail just stuffed in their mouth. Tradies, to build your business,
start with high pages.
Want some of this year's Melbourne Royal Show? Loads more animals, big and small. Show bags and carnival rides. More fun for all. Super dogs and a new motocross show. And more farm experiences to explore. A feast of food and fireworks. There's more off the dock for sure. All of this and so much more at the 2024 Melbourne Royal Show. Family pass, just $99. Starts Thursday until the 6th of October. Tickets at royalshow.com.au.
Jacks, is there anything better than sausages sizzling away in the car park of your local hardware store?
How about 15% off on your car insurance premium, Sarge?
Aye, that is delicious.
Save 15% on your first year's premium when you purchase a new car insurance policy online from Budget Direct.
Insurance sold with Budget Direct.
Discount applies to your first year's premium for a new policy purchased online. Issuer Auto and General Insurance Company Limited. Read PDS and TMD at budgetdirect.com.au to see if product suits.
Bang, 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 bang.
With KFC's $9.95 pack lunch, you can lunch a lot. Score a double tender burger, chips, potato and gravy, plus a drink. Get more bang for your bucket every day at KFC. Not available on delivery.
Bang, 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 bang.
Get half price off the Emco beauty range now at Chemist Warehouse with the half price cosmetic sale. Hurry, sale ends September 29.
Kiss Melbourne.
This moment was brought to you by Endota. Take a moment to nourish and nurture your mind and body by booking in your time for well-being with Endota today.
G'day there, some wet conditions out there. Slippery, just be mindful hitting the roads this morning. We do have some texts attending to some lights out due to a power outage through Forest Hill and Nunawading, including the intersection of Springbow Road and Springfield Road. A crash in for the Dingley Bypass outbound at Bandrew Road, blocking the right-hand lane. The Gordon Freeway seems to bypass inbound approaching Green Gully Road. A similar story for the Westgate inbound from the Princess Freeway over the bridge into around the Burnley. The Monash is still a struggle too from East Link to Wagga Road, then patch into the Domain. The Harris Scarf mid-season sale is on now. Save 50% of all air fryers by healthy choice. Exclusions apply. Harris Scarf, great brands, great prices. The Kiss Cast, a cloudy one, rain easing today, top of 15. Right now, it's 14 degrees. It's Andy, Kiss Traffic and Weather together. First with Kyle and Jackie on the morning on Melbourne's Kiss 101.1.
Oat and soy milk coffee is now available at selected 7-Eleven stores. And my 7-Eleven members get more with a regular coffee for only $1.50 when you scan the app. T&Cs apply.
Kiss 101.1.
15-year-old charged with murder after a stabbing. Morning, I'm Brooklyn Ross.
Your news now.
Yeah, a boy has been charged after a fatal stabbing in Melton West. 16-year-old Oscar Hamilton died at the scene at Woodgrove Shopping Centre yesterday. After getting into an argument with another boy, a 15-year-old was arrested last night. There's been a ticket scandal just days out from the grand final. The barcodes on a number of corporate hospo tickets have been cancelled after the league's event office portal was hacked. The integrity unit is looking into the breach. Police are back searching the Ballarat area as part of their investigation into the disappearance of mother Samantha Murphy. Interstate and federal police now joining detectives from the missing persons squad. And 12 people have been taken to hospital at an Australian military base after a crash between two tanks up near Rockhampton. It wasn't Aussies injured though, rather it was members of the Singaporean Armed Forces who are doing some training there alongside Aussies. Your sport check is coming up in a sec.
Every day, Kennard Tyre helps loads of customers and their customers enjoy the feeling of a job made easy. So go on, get the Ken Oath feeling today.
The Cats have swung the axe after their preliminary final loss. Premiership players Gary Rowan and Brandon Parfitt, two of seven players who won't be offered a new contract next year. And Australia's clinched a 3-0 clean sweep over New Zealand in the Women's T20 series. The Aussies chasing down 147 runs with five wickets in hand and five balls to spare in Brisbane. The Kiss Cast is next.
With a Bridgestone tech check, you'll be sent a 60-second video inspection to see what needs fixing now and what can wait. Bridgestone Select Tyre and Auto. Go with confidence.
Rain today, a top of 15 degrees. Tomorrow, cloudy and 14 and sunny on Friday. And Coldplay are coming back to Melbourne, and only Kiss can win you an entire row of tickets to reserve yours from 10 this morning and all day while you work on Kiss 101.1. Now it's back to the Kyle and Jackie O Show.
Morning.
Yeah, Jackie O is live from Beverly Hills with Cooper Johns, Brooklyn and Pedro. Kyle's off sick. We're taking your calls next on 13 1065, but right now she's taking over the show tomorrow. She's just announced an Aussie tour and Katy Perry's new album 143 is out Friday. This is her latest, Lifetimes, playing now. Kyle and Jackie O Show live on Kiss. Lifetimes on the Kyle and Jackie O Show. She is taking over the show tomorrow while we are live from Beverly Hills.
The Kyle and Jackie O Show, live from Beverly Hills.
Let me hear you, Hollywood.
Yeah, we're taking your calls on 13 1065. Lachlan has phoned in. G'day, Lachlan.
G'day, guys. How's it going?
We're good, Joe. Right. What's happening?
I just want to start off by Cooper, John. Great show today, mate. Good work. But I've just got an official complaint.
Go for it. What is it?
I feel like, you know, since you've been filling in for Kyle a couple of times that, you know, you don't value the common men anymore. I sent you a friend request on Facebook and you still haven't accepted.
Well, that's, I don't know you, Lachlan. That's probably why I didn't accept it. I usually only accept people like I'm mates with, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but I feel like we are mates because I listen to you every day.
Well, wait, maybe if you send me some podcast or audio of yourself maybe talking for 4 hours, then I'll accept you.
Right, I'll send some through.
Flick it through, mate. Thank you for that.
So, Coops, do you only accept friends on Facebook, do you? Oh, yeah, well, that's what you do, isn't it?
I don't even have Facebook anymore.
I know.
To
I was just going
to
say, I think I've been on Facebook. Do you know what's funny? I went on Facebook last night. This is so interesting to have a look at what my first post was on Facebook because we used social media so differently back then. And but yeah, I haven't been on it for years.
So what was
apart
it?
From that?
What was the post?
Oh, it was so funny. It was just like, it just said, at the Coldplay concert, yay, with my brother and that's it. It stopped. Like, just end. And then
I was like, you went to concerts with your brother?
And also, yeah, it was just bizarre that we didn't care what we posted back then. We posted anything. Now, it's all so different, but yeah.
Oh, what about the post of you with the spider catcher?
Oh, yeah. I bought this spider catcher on an infomercial and I was trying to catch a spider and I just put a post up of me like with this what looked like a broom or something that contracts, like the bristles contract and go back in and it's supposed to catch a spider. And I just put that up and like just shit.
And you
like,
ended the post with hashtag waste of money.
Yeah, thanks, I know. Jackie. Oh, God. Anyway. Whatever. What's my first tweet?
I've got this one. It's quite funny. It's you're trying to be cool like the Kardashians. It's all about the hair. Getting ready to interview Kim Kardashian. And it's you with the hair dryer thing.
Right.
And then you never tweeted again much at all. So.
No, I never got into Twitter. X now. But, yeah, I never got into it. But, yeah, you guys should dig up your very first post on Facebook and see what it's like.
Oh, I don't want to go.
I guarantee it'll be lame. Yeah. It was. Yeah, well, anyway. Well, tomorrow on the show, I believe Katy Perry will be phoning through anyway.
Wow.
So, yeah, she's just announced her Australian tour. So we gave away the first tickets. We'll give away more. And also tickets to see Katy do her sound check for the grand final.
AFL grand final.
Yeah, so we'll be giving those
Jackie,
away.
Jackie, I've got my first post for you just here. It says,
go on.
She had a nice face, her booty was in place, but Cooper don't chase.
Oh, Cooper, I'm cringing. All right, we're out of here. Bye.
Melbourne traffic.
This moment was brought to you by Endota. Take a moment to nourish and nurture your mind and body by booking in your time for well-being with Endota today.
G'day there. Text attending to some lights out due to a power outage in Forest Hill and Nutterwading, including the intersection of Springvale Road and Springfield Road. Elsewhere, word of a crash in Moorabbin, South Road westbound before Jasper Road, goes without saying, but some slippery conditions to be mindful of hitting the roads this morning. Brake lights remain on the Monash inbound from Round Wellington Road to High Street, patching towards the main tunnel. The west gate still seeing some traffic as well, inbound from Princes Freeway to the top of the bridge. Works into Burwood on the Burwood Highway, inbound up to Station Street, down to one lane. Spring Racing Carnival. 3 months of non-stop racing across Victoria, from metro meetings at Caulfield, the Valley and Flemington to country cups. This is how we spring.com. The Kisscast, a cloudy one with rain easing throughout the day and a top of 15. Right now it's 14 degrees. It's Andy. Kiss traffic and weather together first on Melbourne's Kiss 101.1.
A row of Coldplay tickets in seconds.
Thank you so much, everybody.
Then from three, it's The Pickup with Britt, Laura and Mitch.
I want to talk to you about why Laura's and my friendship has ended. Laura tried to kill me on the weekend.
Oh, I will if you keep this up.
Kiss 101.1. Rush into Chemist Warehouse and save. Save on all your favourite beauty, hair care and skincare products. Shop in store or online today.
We can see so much of the world with our cars, but we can't always see what's going on with them. Like when our brake pads are worn thin, or when our tyres are wearing unevenly. With Bridgestone Tech Check, our technicians send you a 60-second video inspection that shows you what needs repair.